So the Gemara, we're starting the second parak, as Daniel pointed out. I just skipped ahead a little bit because there are a few topics that are coming up on the first Amud that Emir Tzah Hashem will get to, really Geshmaka stuff that's coming up in the second parak, Emir Tzah Hashem, we're looking forward to. But there's a fascinating Gemara as it relates to Nedarim and as it relates outside of Nedarim. Is the Gemara on Daf Yudalad and Abis. So the Gemara says as follows, Tanya. Hanoider b'toira, loy omar klum. Bamesha kosev ba, dvarv kayomim. Ba, u bamesha kosev ba, dvarv kayomim. So that's the Braisa. The Braisa says, if you're noider b'toira, so then that doesn't work. If you're noider b'mesha kosev ba, so then that is a good neder. Ba, u bamesha kosev ba, that also is good. So the Gemara is going to ask, obviously, if Bamesha Kosav Ba is good, so Ba Bamesha Kosav Ba shouldn't give him Megare anything. Ketani Bamesha Kosav Ba Dvar Kayamim, Ba Bamesha Kosav Ba Tzorech L'meimar. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha, ha de machta oraisa a'ara, ha de noka labiyode. No, they're talking about two different cases. One is talking about where the Torah is on the floor, it's a machlokes rishonim. Chassam Sofer points out over here, if you read carefully between the Mefarish and the other rishonim, whether or not machas ha'ara is to be literally machas ha'ara, or is just a lack of nakat biyode. So that if I'm holding on to the Torah, so then what? If I'm holding on, machdal ara, the Gemara clarifies, daita agvile. Nakat la biyode, daita alaskar shiva. So if I'm holding on to it, so then my das is on the askaras. What does that mean, the askaras? So pashup shat, how do you translate askaras? Shem shamayim. We'll see that that's not necessarily the case. So first of all, there are many, many vague things going on in this Gemara that is really, really not clear. Number one, what does it mean to be noyder b'Torah? What bechalal is a neder b'Torah? So most rishonim understand that it means it means a shvua. It doesn't mean a neder. The Gemara used the language of neder. So the rishonim point out this is not the only time that we used that the Gemara uses the language of neder, and it really refers to shvuas, like the Gemara in Daf Ches that we spoke about, Rav Gidl, neder gadol, right? That the Gemara is referring to a person who's taking a shvuah to be mezarez himself in a mitzvah. So often the Gemara interchanges the language between shvuah and neder, and over here the Gemara is talking about a person who takes a shvuah. So what's lacking in the shvuah? Lacking in the Shavuah is what? Is also not clear. Did he use the language of Shavuah or did he not use the language of Shavuah? Did he just say, Batayra, some language of Shavuah with a Tayra, and therefore that itself was the obligating force on his statement to do something? Or he used the Lashon of Shavuah, but if he used the Lashon of Shavuah, so then why? What would be lacking in our Sugya? So he didn't have Shem Hashem. So that the shaila is, do you have Shem Hashem? That's also problematic, because you don't need Shem Hashem. We had a whole, that was one of the first chaburas we gave, is that most of the Rishayim hold it, right? That you don't need Shem Shamayim and a Shvua, and a Shvua, at least on some level, it's Machlokes Rishayim, whether it be on a lower level or not, we introduce according to the Rambam, but a Shvua is Chal without Shem Shamayim, so why should that be problematic? So the answer to that, the Rishayim explain, is that if you take a shvuah with a bad reference, let's say you take a shvuah, the Gemara in Shvuah says, Hash, Anishba b'shamayim va'aretz, even though we know that we're referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world. That's not the way to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Shvuah. And that's Megareya, the Shvuah. So it could be also over here. If you're neither, you take a Shvuah, but Torah, but it's Bamesha, it's Ba, and it's not Bamesha Kasava, so that's going to be a language that's going to be like similar to the issue of taking a Shvuah of a Shamayim Va'aretz, that it's like a counter of the name of Shamayim, that now it's Poigim the Shvuah, and it doesn't anymore count as a Shvuah as well. That's L'chayr what you're going to have to explain in terms of the Rishonim, understand that this is working through a Shvuah. The question that arises, Rabbi said, was bothering me, and I hate to harp on this point because this is probably like the fifth shir that I'm quoting this Tosfos and Shvuos, and I can't get off of it. But let's go back there because that's a real yesod, that machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Shvuos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. So again, the Gemara is talking about that story of right, a person who takes a Shvuah, a neder. Like the yard site, like the day of my father's yard site, or Tzayim Gedalia, and the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, ma'u the same that you would think that it's not chal because it's us already. So then, kamash malan it's chal. So we spoke about it in past weeks that is machlokas rishonim. Is it only chal because it was us midrabanan, or even by an iser d'oraisa, if you have a neder and an iser, so can it be chal also, right? So that is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos how to learn that Gemara, right? So according to many rishonim, if something is carrying a davar aser as well, it's not going to be the neder is not going to be chal, right? So what's with here? According to those rishonim, what's going on over here, right? If I take a ba uba mesha kasav ba, so the Gemara assumes as a davar poshet. I'm sorry, I should back up for a second. There are some rishonim that what we just presented was a shvuah. Forget what I just said. Mm-hmm. Half of the rishonim understand the Gemara literally. The Ravid understands the Gemara literally as it's a neder. So the Ravid understands, no, when the Gemara says, Noida B'Torah, the Gemara says, you're assering another thing with Hatfasa or Kazeh with a Torah. So if it's Ba, so then it's not a good neder. But if it's B'Mesha Kosev Ba, so then it's a good neder. And if it's Ba, B'Mesha Kosev Ba, so the Gemara says, obviously that would be good. So then the Gemara makes a distinction, no, because he might not be referring to the Askaros, to the Shem Shamayim. So again, let's just see the Ravid inside. The Ravid says in Perek Yud Beis of Halacha Hei and Hilchos Shvuos. So the Rambam is in the middle of the dinim of Shvuos. Rambam says that if you take a Shvuah b'shar kisvei hakodesh in Halacha Dalid, right? So the Rambam learned, at least on one level, the Gemara alluding to a Shvuah. And the Rambam says that if you were referring to Mashar Kosovba, so then the Daita is on the Haskaros, which seemingly means that it's Shem Shamayim. We'll see in a second, it might not mean, according to the Rambam, that. Vimnisha Bastam, Daita Lagvil. And if he doesn't take, if he doesn't say B'mesha Kosovo, so then he's not talking about the Askaros, and therefore the Shvuah is lacking, it's lacking the Shem Shamayim. So on that, the Ravid already starts his Asaga. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Kamani Tomei Al Machaber, Zeh Mara Lachlok Bein Torah L'Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. First of all, the Ravid holds in the world of Shvuas, he doesn't see a distinction between the Torah, the Askaros of the Torah, and Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. Shar Kisvei HaKodesh also would be valid with a Shvuah. It's Lav Dafka Torah, according to the Ravid. Just because in Hilchos Megillah, if you sell one, what you're permitted to do with the money, and in terms of Milah Mekodesh Lo Maridim, is not going to have a bearing on terms of the Kavana of Shem Shamayim for the Halacha of Shvuah. So the Ravid is Masig on terms of the Rambam's distinction between Torah and other svar. But then the Ravid says the following. He says, but I happen to disagree with the Rambam entirely. We learned the Gemara wrong, says the Ravid. It's not talking about a shvua. The Gemara says neder. And he says, this item, this piece of meat, should be also like the Sefer Torah. Shimamar kikarzua, like the Sefer Torah, azeh, imachta ara loyamar klum, the daita agvili, the gvilim embe agdusha, that if it's on the floor and I'm not holding it, so then I'm talking about the gvilim of the Sefer Torah, and there is no gdusha. El bishvila osiya shaleim, helkach in kan hatfasa. Why is the gvili not kadosh, says the Ravid? The Ravid explains, because the only reason the parchment of the Sefer Torah is kadosh is because it's subordinate to the ksav. It doesn't have independent kedusha, so therefore the hatfasa doesn't work. Hilchach in kan hatfasa avli nakal lebiyate. But if he's holding on to it, daita askar shebo. Then I'm referring to what the Shem Shamayim. Askar is kedavra another who shal yedei aksiva kavana l'shem kedusha im kedushas. Good. So that's the Ravid. So now I just want to ask. So according to the Ravid, if it's talking about a neder. So now, when you have ba ba mesha kasuvba, right? So you have a davara aser with a davara another, right? No? So shouldn't that be totally on the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos by hatfasa by a davara aser with a davara another in shvuas tafchafa mabes? So you'll say to me, enachanami.
What's the
davara
another?
The Shem Shemayim. The Ravid says when you have the Shem Shemayim, you have a certain kavana that the person's endowing with kedusha, and the rest of the kedusha is just it's kadosh, but it's not because of me being noder it. So therefore, the atfasa works by one and doesn't work by the other, right? The Ravid says if you're matfis and the gvilim and the matfis on sefer Torah that's sitting on the floor, then it's daita gvilim, then that's kedusha that exists without you. But if it's daka biyade, so then that's I'm obviously referring to the kedusha, the shemos that got the kedusha from me, and therefore that's a davar another. So every sefer Torah, or rather, when you say ba ba mesha kasav ba, you're including two things, and yet the Gemara is saying as a davar pashit that's chal. So again, according to most rishonim, I don't have a question. Why? Because they're learning this in terms of the world of shuas. But once the Ravid, which is the piece I forgot to say when I was asking the question originally, once the Ravid says this is a classic thing of matfis bedavar another of hatfasa, so the Gemara seems to be taking sides on this din of being matfis bedavar another and a davar aser.
He's literally saying it to get to the parshah
that I argue that. Meaning, you're saying that there's a, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're distinguishing between. No, but.
I mean, RK means is ba, he's really. The point is, they understand what he's saying when he gets to the. When he's talking about the.
So you're saying I'm not even matfis ba at all?
Right, exactly. That although he's saying ba, the matmosa is lost in his day, referring to the far. Now, I'm trying to say, ba,
how do you? And I'm saying, how do you know that he's just?
If I only said ba, I wouldn't know that.
You're just trying to clarify yourself. So I mean, you're saying his kavana here is not to be matzvah's ba at all. So mamela, then my kasha falls. So if Benji's right, so then there's no kasha over here. If ba is just a way to get to bamesha kasev ba, so then in a chanami, right? I was learning that he was being matvis in two of them, and the Gemara is being machadesh. That it's still chav. Okay, very good. Fine. So that's in terms of that. So now, before we get to the distinction of whether or not a person's holding it or not, so now you have this major machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam, what the case of the Gemara is, and the Ravid basically against all Rishonim. What's fascinating is that the Rashba, within Shitas HaRavid, the Rashba says the Ravid would hold that even if you're matvis with any pasuk, with any pasuk and any parsha, says the Rashba, says that would also be hatfasa. Bamesha kosovba doesn't mean specifically the askaris, according to the Rashba. The Rashba held that all of the Sefer Torah is Kaddish because of me, and therefore Bamesha Kosovo applies to any Ksav in the Torah, Lav Daf Gashem Shamayim. So clearly the Rabbi doesn't hold like that.
He goes further because he applies it to another Torah.
Any ksav in the Torah, and the Ravid clearly limited it to the Shem Shamayim of the Torah.
What's the svar of the Ravid then? The Rashi makes sense.
So the Ravid explains this svar. The Ravid says, "El b'shvil ad olsi yoshalei and lelkoch inkan atvasa avol inokol lebiyodai daita askar shabov askaras kedavra anodru shal yedei aksiva v'akavano l'shem kdushem kdushos v'kol shkeinim omer b'masha besocha hi atvasa."
Why
wouldn't it apply?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, it's a good question, meaning basically what Adam's asking is, why wouldn't you say like the Rashba? So could it be that the Rashba is saying stama lishma applies when it comes, yeah, it's true, you have to write a Sefer Torah lishma, but stama lishma could apply to all the extra, all the other ksavim. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Shem Shemayim, you need, according to the Ravid, you need a higher level of kavana, and that higher level of kavana is not stoma. And memela, that by definition is going to be a dover another. Whereas the Rashba held no, stoma lishma is not going to block anything. By definition, if it requires lishma, that's going to be considered a dover another. That's going to be considered a dover another. Fine. What's interesting is that if that's the pshat in the Ravid, it comes out, I don't want to get too into this, but there's a Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillin that discusses the Shita of the Rambam that holds that a Sefer Torah Shekos of Min is Toin Gniza, right? Even though it wasn't written Lishma. So Reb Chaim proves the exact opposite Lechora of what this Ravid is arguing. Reb Chaim proves that a Kedusha of the Haskaras Shem Shamayim is not from an additional Kavana, but any person who is aware that he's writing Shem Shamayim and he knows about Shem Shamayim when he writes it, the Maisak Siva alone creates the Kedusha Saksav, and Mamela, that Yud Kei Vav Kei automatically is Tan Gniza from that Maisak Siva. Mashe Ein Kein, by Lishma, you need to be, if you would be a Nachri, or you would be a person who doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, you don't have the ability to create Lishma. So the Chiddush is that even though you're Mufka from Dine Lishma, Nachri Adayt Denavshe, the Gemara says he's not about Lishma, but to create the Chalos Kedusha of Yud Kei Vav Kei, he can. Why? Because he can still do a Maisak Siva, even though he's Mufka from Lishma, right? It's not lenient whether or not the Sefer Torah will be kosher. The Reb Chaim's maida that the Sefer Torah won't be kosher, but it still will have chap and afkamina that there's going to be needed a gniza on such a Sefer Torah that's written from a nachri, even though he's mufka from Lishma. So what do you see from Reb Chaim in Das HaRambam? The exact opposite of the analysis of the Ravid in our Gemara. Because the Ravid is saying that there's Lishma, and then there's a higher level of Lishma, what that is for the Yudke Vavke, for the Askaras, that's going to be what? That's going to be the definition of Davar Anoder. And for some reason, we just suggested maybe Stam Lashma. I'm not really sure what the answer is other than Stam Lashma. The rest of the Torah against the Rashba would not qualify as a Davar Anoder in the Stam Kisvei HaKadosh. Masha Enkein, the Reb Chaim saying, no! To get Kedusha of Askara, it's Bechlal not a Davar Anoder. Meaning, according to the way the Rambam wouldn't even happen to have learned this Gemara totally differently, but the Rambam, I'm just pointing out, according to Reb Chaim, would never even been able to move down this path within the Ravid's Havana of the Kedusha of an Askara, because according to Reb Chaim's analysis, the Kedusha of an Askara is just from the Maisak Siva, is not from the Lishma, or a higher level of Lishma, like the way the Ravid is presenting in terms of gradations and levels of Kedusha within ksav of a Sefer Torah, so memela that would never have gotten to be a davar another. So according to Reb Chaim, it makes a lot of sense that the Rambam totally didn't go down this route. Yeah.
I was going to ask that, but so just going down that route, is that saying that in order for it to be a davar another, you have to have a certain amount of either kavanah or in this case like lishma in order to even get?
No, I just think that.
Because, I mean, you're still doing the mezik siva. That's
right.
That's
right.
Close.
Right. Right, meaning you're asking, right, so I'm assuming that right, so I don't think it needs lishma, I just think that you need something other, according to the Ravid, you need something other than just creating Kedusha, and maybe it's either from the Machshava or from the Dibur, depending on how the lishma, not getting into the whole lishma, machlek is what creates lishma. But yeah, if it's just a maisik, I mean, the Rashba would hold that a maisik siva, as long as you're triggering it, that's fine. But the Ravid Lechora is holding, like you're saying, is that no, you have to endow something in addition to the maisa that you're doing, that now that kedusha is created from you either bepeh or b'machshava, that would not be, that otherwise the maisa alone would not be considered a davar another. Yeah.
But the Rashba would say that.
Yeah, the Rashba is holding that the whole Sefer Torah Lechaira would work for to be a davar another. Yeah.
Even if I was Masasek or whatever, like.
Yeah, I don't think he's saying it specifically in a specific situation. I think even with Stama Lishma, I think he was saying, like you're arguing, you created that kedusha, so the Memela, I think that would be a davar another. Yeah. What's interesting is that the Rambam in Pe'ilchas Shavuos presents the Gemara as a shvua and a din in shvua b'shem, and that shar kisvei hakodesh against the ravid would not work, and there was something specifically about when you're not could be yodei about the haskaras of shem shemayim that fills the what's lacking in the shvua of not having shem shemayim or referring to something that's not referring to shem shemayim. If you look in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Nedarim, when the Rambam talks about a neder. Ram says in Halacha Chav Zayin, Hanoider Batayra, Kegon Shaimer Peres Elu Alai Kazu Lo Amar Klum, Ve'eno Tzarech Sheilu Lechachem Elim Kein Hayam Aretz Kadesh Lo Yenu Kolas Rosh Benedarim Nader B'Masha Kasev Ba'Areza Aser Shari Kasev Ba Iser Beneder Not Lo Biyadu Benader Ba'Areza Kemosha Neder B'Masha Kasev Ba. Ram had two pshatim in the Gemara. The Rambam. The Ravid here is Masag on the Rambam, Amar Avram, Doimesh Shachach, Ulubasoif Nizkar, Shari Kosev Inyan Acher, Bil Cheshvus. The Asag of the Ravid is, what, Rambam has amnesia? You learned the Gemara totally differently in El Cheshvus. You learned it like Rav Rishonim that I argued with, that learned to be Dine Shvua. So the Rambam said they're both true. But if you look at this Rambam, you see that the Rambam learned something totally different. The Rambam says what? By Neder. If it's Bamesha Kosov Ba, or if it's Nakut Biyada and he says Ba, then it's referring to Bamesha Kosov Ba. Why? Says the Rambam, Halacha Chav Ches, Sharif Kosov Ba is Sirvaneder. What does it mean, Sharif Kosov Ba is Sirvaneder? That in the Torah, it says the concept of a neder. And I'm now being matvesis with a neder. So according to the Rambam, Askaros have nothing to do with Shem Shemayim. Askaros is not Yudke Vavke. Askaros has nothing to do with a davar another, what the Ravid said about what we were talking about, Daniel, about, you know, the Lishma and the higher level Lishma and what's considered a davar another, because now I am premeditating that and I'm now endowing that new level of Dusha to the Torah and I'm not just writing a Torah. According to the Rambam, what? It's speaking about the parsha of Nedar, or for that matter, L'chayr, the parsha of our korban. Comes along the Machna Ephraim, and the Machna Ephraim has an unbelievable nafkamina. What happens if I am matzvis in a neder, sefer bereshis? So the Machna Ephraim, it's going to be a nafkamina between Bamesha Kosovo, between the Rambam and the Ravid. Why? Because according to the Ravid, what do you mean? B'mesha kosev, but that's Shem Shamayim. That's what you're referring to. B'mesha kosev, the nether's going to be chal. Masha'enkin, according to the Rambam, such a parsha, such a sefer, has no reference to Nedarim, and has no reference to Karbonos, and it's not going to be chal at all. So it says the Machat Prayim, that's going to be an afkamina in terms of the askars. Yeah.
Does it have to be the halachas of Karbonos? I mean, there are Karbonos brought in sefer gracious.
And Nedarim, right?
Yeah. Right. I think so. I think it would have to be once the Torah introduced the carbon. Yeah, nether is this week's parsha. Oh wow, that's a good connection. Right. Yaakov takes a nether. Kol Asher. Right. That's right. The first Aliyah. Yeah, but I think all those things were below, without Hilchos Nedarim, without Hilchos Karbonos, and that's what he assumes, that it doesn't take effect. So that's a fascinating new mahalach in our Gemara, not even referring to Shem Shamayim, nothing to do with Lishma and Yud Kei Vav Kei and any of those in Yonim, but rather you just have to have some davar another, a literal davar another inside the Sefer Torah that you could be matvis with, but nothing to do with Shem Shamayim.
It's some more mistaken to say that it's referring to when a nether was made in the Torah, you're referring to that nether that was made. So, like, if Yaakov makes a nether, then you're.
But if that you nether, but if you understand hatfasa as extracting from that din of davar another onto the item, and I'm not just making a comparison, but I'm actually, you know, using that concept and that transference of the Kedusha to over here, so that has to have a halachic level to be able to register for this item as well. It's not just the concept of another. That's part of the Chakira that we mentioned, you know, from the Ran and Shavuos in the Sugyas in Atfasa, Meikaraka Matfas or not. How do you understand Atfasa? So I could hear that your Shaila might be Tully on how Atfasa works. Yeah? Yeah.
The Rambam, so the Rav mentioned that, right? Sounds like he's kind of, it's like he's learning about Gemara like both ways type of thing. When the Ram quotes that the Rambam learned it in both Shavuot and Nether here,
yeah,
he says, I think I'm reading this right.
Yeah,
says that our Gemara he reads as Shavuot and the Yerushalmi is referring to Nether.
So
he reads these pasuk like
right. Very good. Very good. Okay. So there is there's just one other ha'ara I'll get back to the Rashba. There's just one other thing I want to just introduce from the Rashba, just in terms of just one other thing that he points out. But there is a third option, which is actually Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why it's fascinating. It's actually brought down in the third parak in the Rosh, B'shem the Rav Haigon, and the Ramah quotes it La'alacha in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin. Not only applicable to a Sefer Torah, not only applicable to Shar Psukim, Lav Davka Daskars, but Rav Haigon holds that, I'm saying, in the world of Shavuos, this is, okay, not Davar Anoder, but in the world of Shavuos, if a person takes a Shavuah with Serufim of the Aleph Beis, and he takes a Shavuah, the Rav Haigon Paskins, that there's Kedusha from those letters, and that would be a Shavua that's Chal. Let's see the Rosh inside. Let's see it inside.
What exactly is he doing?
He's taking a Shavua, he's asering his wife, and he picks up Perek Gimel Simon Beis. Chena at the end of the first column. Chena yamachmir of Haigon. Zelishon shenechta v'shaalta misha natal sefer tachnunim o sefer tehilos v'slichos ushar kisvei hakodesh v'nishba shvua ba'osei sefer o sushvua imikashvua b'sefer Torah v'kevin shemischaret v'rotz alachzer ba imyesh laheter imlav kach herenu min hashamayim sheshvua zu kashvua b'sefer Torah. Ma sefer Torah yesh bo shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af sefer tehilos v'zachnunim v'sharkes v'yakodesh, yesh bahen shemosov, yesh lehem psukim shel mikra. Lo od ela kevan shekasav ben kol osios sheba aleph beis. Hare aleph beis mitstarfin ha osios shalehen lekama shemos ulekama difrei atayra ve'ein heter l'shvuah. This guy causes himself a lot of problems. But it's, what does he say? Kol oisio sheba aleph beis. Hare aleph beis mitstarfin ha'osio shalehen l'kama shemos v'l'kama gufei ha'tayra v'ein heter l'shvuah. And that he says is a shvuah b'tayra. So this really opens up the whole parsha of just from ksav alone. Again, obviously it's different than anything that we would think from the Argomara, but that the ksav of the Aleph Beis has Kedusha also, and represents Kedusha, and could give a taikef to a Shavua, and the shaila is, what is it about the Aleph Beis? Is it so that's a good shaila. Meaning, let's say
Aleph Beis side of
It's important to point this out, and there's a big discussion about this. Rav Shechter's machmir on this. The Rama writes that you're not allowed to write ksav ashuris, meaning he's referring to ksav that has kedusha, which is ksav ashuris. And if you notice in any of the bechinas in the kail, Rav Shechter, or in the shir, Rav Shechter would never type anything up in regular print, Hebrew print. He would always be makbid. He has a special computer that he's makbid to print it in Rashi script, because of this special kedusha that exists from this ksav. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that Rav Moshe thinks, because he was asked about the wedding invitations. In addition to the other issue of the fact that people put psukim on the wedding invitations, there's another issue in the wedding invitations, the fact that there is the ksav ashuris of aleph beis, which has kedusha, and it could be a shvua like the Rama's paskening, and the Rama paskens elsewhere that it's usher to write it, like Rav Shechter's mouth before. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that he thinks that the Bizman Hazeh, they change certain parts of the ksav in order to be matir this iser of writing ksav ashuris, and there's certain discrepancies in terms of the letters that are not exactly dumya to the ksav that we have in the Torah, and therefore Rav Moshe writes that he thinks meikar then it's mutter to have these letters inside the invitations, and you're not violating the isser of writing the ksav that has kedusha of the ksav ashuris. The font itself was changed. There's certain letters. No, he thinks that our aleph beis that we write have some changes. Rav Moshe writes, "Yeah, it's whatever you're going to mimic that it's now is going to be the ksav ashuris is not exactly the ksav that would be kosher for the sefer Torah." That he thinks that would get rid of this kedusha. Rav Shechter didn't hold like that. Therefore, Rav Shechter was machmir on the shav. If you had like a person with a guy, you write it, and there was no kedusha, so I think the Pesachei Tshuva there writes quotes from the Chavos Yair that it wouldn't apply to such a person. I think he writes that it has to be Ayde Yisrael, who understands what its representation is. But I think the Gilyon Marsha writes on that sif in Shulchan Aruch that it's not okay what these stores do, and they write in ksav ashuris in the front, and even Ayidei Agoy, or someone else who writes like that. It's just, whether or not you accept Rav Moshe's cooler or not, Rabbi say, it's fascinating that it could be taken, first of all, it's usher, and second of all, that it could be taken, so there's so much kedusha in every os that it could now be a shvua that has a tokef that really chaps nafkamina zalocha. Yeah, Adam.
I don't want to make this seem like a stupid question, but according to Rav Moshe, isn't it just like Sa'ad that we have in the Gemara right now is in Gemara? Isn't that the letter is different than what we actually have in the Sefer Torah, based on the formatting?
Right. So I was a little meaning you want to know what you're basically.
All the different. If you look at the Tikkun, right? You look at the Tikkun side.
You're saying all the Tagim, all the right. So first of all, the Tagim are not Ma'akev. We paskin. So I think Rav Moshe wasn't just saying that it's not. Yeah, I think Rav Moshe was saying something more than that. I think he was saying that there's even in just the basic letter.
Okay.
I think Rav Moshe was assuming that there's differences between the way we write it and what's printed in all of the ksavim in the invitations and the letters that are similar to it, but it wouldn't be kosher. There would be ways that it would be ma'akev, and therefore he was saying. But I don't think he just meant it all the time. Yeah, Daniel.
So just looking at the lashon here, at the rough quotes. So one of this plays into the whole like easy question with whether it has to be shameless or shameless Hashem, which is the Rador, because I would have thought he was going to say that the Aleph Beis, which itself creates like shameless Hashem, so it just stems from that. So he says Ula Kama Gufei Torah. It sounds like that too. Like the we were just power coming from on the plain Aleph Beis that we're talking about. It sounds like it's because it creates shameless Hashem and it creates also the Gufei Torah. So I'm wondering if that
the way I understood it was since those letters can be used to create Kedusha, so I think that any formulation of those letters would be a problem.
Right, so Kedusha is not just Shema of Hashem, but
right.
Also Gufei Torah itself
right.
would be
right.
Without Shema of Hashem.
Right.
I'm with that, with this opinion,
I mean, this it kind of connects to, I feel like it connects to the Ramban, you know, the beginning of the beginning of his Hakdama to the Torah. That you know all the letters in some way represent Shemus of Hashem, but what he's saying is that since these letters could be utilized for Torah, so that already creates a kedusha by itself,
right.
Even without
the. Would that be like a basis for saying that like not being able to
right
to not have
the Lechora, according to Rav Haigon, I would say that it would be.
Right.
But I think the Rama only is machmir lein in geniza. If it's actual Torah, I don't think he's machmir savashuris on his own. But I would hear that the one should lead to the other if it has kedusha. Yeah. Unless geniza, no. Unless you argue that the reason for that is because geniza is los hasen kein lashem alekechem. So not everything that connects to kedusha automatically has that issue of los hasen. You have to do something directly to the Rabbanu Shalom. Yeah.
He's not talking about the future comes. Not that you're doing you're clinging on to this piece of paper or whatever. It's not sure. It's with the Lashon Shvua. And that's kind of that allows you to start everything, but it wasn't the Lashon Shvua. It's not that piece of paper in front of you. That wouldn't necessarily be start the OTO to create Kedusha.
Meaning, do you necessarily know from this Rav Haigon that there's an Isser, like what the Rama says, to just write Ksav Ashuris? That's what you're asking. Yeah, I could hear the difference. Yeah, I could hear the distinction. Yeah, you don't necessarily know. Yeah, out of this context, that what that is. It's just it was a common denominator was that the ksav itself has kedusha. But I could hear one distinguishing to the two. What
is the lashon of the ein heter l'shvua?
Ein heter
l'shvua.
You mean the fact that you can't be mater?
Right, as opposed to saying it's a shvua. It's still a shvua.
I thought that was just a chumrah that we can't be mat, we're not going to be mat. There was manazeh, a shvuah b'shem Hashem. That's what I thought what it was referring to. But so that's in terms of the different mahalchim of the Rishonim and the nafkaminas that come out of the mahalchim of the Rishonim. There's one last point that I just like to point out that also comes out of the Rashba. The Rashba asks on the Gemara that why is it that Gvilim don't have Kedusha? The Gemara is assuming that if Daito Gvilim don't have Kedusha. So some of the Rishonim write the Gvilim don't have Kedusha. If you're learning in the world of the Ravid, the answer is it's not a Davar Anoder. It's just subordinate. Like we said, it's like it's just because the ksav is on it, so therefore it has kedush. That's not going to apply for a davar and other. That's not going to help in the world of shuas. So why is that? Why isn't it that in the world of shuas that we can refer to the kedusha of the shuas? See, so the answer is because you don't have the askaras for Shem Shemayim. That's if you're learning askaras means Shem Hashem, so the gvilim don't have that. Only the Masha Kasuba have that. But the Rashba, who's coming off of a din of Davar Anoder, and the Rashba has a more expansive Davar Anoder, because the Rashba himself said that it's Lav Davka the askaras, it's any ksav that really creates Davar Anoder. So the Rashba says, so what's with gvilim? And don't tell me that gvilim don't have kedusha, because the Gemara in Shabbos tells me, has at least a suffix, that I'm allowed to go in to save from a burning house the gvilim that have kedusha. So comes along the Rashba and he says, you're 100% right. If you're neither a davar anoder on the gvilim that don't have ksav on them, listen to this, unbelievable. If you're neither a davar anoder on the gvilim that don't have ksav on them, that's not what the Gemara was referring to. That actually would be a davar anoder. Masha ein kein, the gvilim, the klaf, that is what? That is underneath the ksav, that's where the Gemara says that if a person says ba, or a person was das on that, then that would just be subordinate to the ksav, and once the ksav is gone, that kedusha is lost. But if it has an echanami, independent kedusha, that you actually endowed to it, which means the klaf that's never going to have ksav, so then in echanami, that klaf will have kedusha. So if you look at a Sefer Torah, according to the Rashba, it comes out that there's more kedusha to the area without the ksav than to the area with the ksav. And when the Gemara said, ba is agvilim and is no good, was only referring to the area of the klaf that the ksav was on it, but anything that's not going to have the ksav on it is actually endowed kedusha for me, and would actually be considered a davar anoder, which is fascinating. Intuitively, I would have thought entirely the opposite, that the gvilin underneath the ksav is much higher level of kedusha, but in the world of davar anoder, the Rashba is saying that that's not true, and that actually has much more kedusha. I just want to close with just very quickly, just what is the chiluk, the last point in the Gemara that we've been discussing, that once a person is holding something, so then his das changes, and his daito askaros, or whatever you're applying to the Gemara, and if it's munach ha'ara, or according to some Rishonim, munach ha'ara doesn't mean actually on the floor. It means that I'm just not holding it. It's lack of holding, which would be a nafkamina if it's sitting in the aron, and I would take a neder or a shvua on the Sefer Torah in that position. What would my das be in such a situation? So it's interesting. The Nehuki Yosef points out from here that it's our Gemara that is the source for what the Gemara in Shavuos Adayanim says, that a person should take a Shavuah b'Nikitas Chefetz. That a Shavuah b'Nikitas Chefetz is not just, I solemnly swear, and it's a demonstration, like they have in the courts. Which, by the way, I saw that the Shach says that it's enough to just put your hand on top of it, that's also considered munach biyada, which is what they do in the courts, right? They put on their hand on, they don't actually grasp it. So the Shach quotes the Maharam that he says that's sufficient. But he says that this whole inyan is connected to the Nikitas Chefetz, to this idea. So I was just thinking that it's just fascinating that the person can make the exact same statement. And if he's machzik in it, if he just grabs a hold of something, that it'll change his whole perspective, his whole mahalach, his whole kavana of what the statements that he's making, and our whole approach to the Torah. And this could, really connect to all of a lot of our practices. Simchas Torah, and at the Chiddush Arim writes that a person, when he's dancing in the hakafas, he grabs onto the Torah. It's a shvu b'nitkitas chayfetz. That's what the whole thing is. It's not just like symbolic. It's not just just to be mechazik like we understand usually in the Mishnah and Shavuos, is that like we just want to scare, which Kadela Ayim alav, just to make sure that he understands that this is like, this is the real deal, and there's stuff on the line over here. No, it's really, it actually changes a person's perspective. It actually changes a whole person's approach to the extent that it's actually going to be the difference of whether or not this Shavua is actually Chal, or whether or not this Neder is actually chal, when a person, physically grabs onto it, when a person grasps it, when a person, and then utters the exact same speech By doing that maisa, by taking that approach, by facilitating it with that additional activity, that mamish now changes my whole dibur and the whole umph of everything that I'm saying and the value of the statement that I'm saying, and I mean totally different things, which is it's a real tremendous tremendous mechayev and a tremendous chizuk that certain times you know talk is cheap, and some certain times you know we could say things, but like if we actually do certain things and join within that a certain approach or a certain hugging of the Torah, a certain mahalach, and that whole speech or that whole perspective, that whole presentation could be brought to another level. That's not just a nice idea and a nice presentation, which is, I think, what we would have thought before we saw the Nemukhi Yosef on this Gemara, but now we're saying that no, it's really, it affects your kavana, and it's going to affect your entire psyche and your whole hashkafas achayim. So we really should encourage, in certain times, doing similar things to what the Gemara is saying, is to making the same statement, but actually grasping onto the Torah, actually holding onto it, that it really will affect our entire approach to the Torah and our commitment to the Torah. Shkayach. So, his lashon is. Does he say the mucker?